Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Kim Spillers about a very important matter. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kim, it's coming up. If you don't know that there's an election going on,
you're under a rock.
you're somewhere else, yes, yeah. On another planet or under a rock.
It's big news.
It is. So if you want to vote, the first thing you need to do is be sure you are registered. And you're going to help that happen for the people who are not registered.
We are here in Cass County. There is a group of four ladies. We saw that there was no voter registration event that was taking place. So we thought, why not put one together? Ellen Sokolowski, Jan Lundy, Mary Lowe, and myself have gotten together masked on our front porch. And we have had a couple of meetings and we're putting together a voter registration low contact, minimal, outreach for personalization stuff.
And we'll talk about those details, but when?
Oh, we'll start with that. Saturday, September 19th, from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon. And it will take place in the Iowa Western Community College parking lot.
Great place.
People fabulous.
Drive in and drive out.
That was the game plan.
Yes. Nobody's getting out of their vehicle.
No, that's what's going to be so fun about it. And it's going to be kind of like going to a drive-up.
Place your order. My order is to register.
Yes. Yes. So it's going to be a great location. And we're really grateful that Iowa Western allowed us permission. And so we're thankful for that.
Yeah. And so will there be some signs there about entering and
yes.
exit and that sort of thing?
We will have register to vote signs on Walnut and on 7th Street. So we want people to use that northeast entrance that's right there across from Utterly Delicious. So if you're out getting ice cream and you need to register, come right across the street. So we'll go in that entrance and then there will be volunteers and we'll have clipboards and we'll have the forms and we'll hand you a pen or you can use your own if that feels more comfortable to you. Everyone will be masked. It is a completely nonpartisan event. And so anyone who is not registered, maybe you just turned 18 or you'll be 18 by November 3rd, you are legal to register to vote. And we want to offer people that opportunity because it's an honor of our country.
Yeah, and I was thinking about who is it that's not registered? And you just mentioned one of those situations where, you haven't had your 18th birthday yet. So, and as I understand, if you're 18 before or on November 3rd,
correct.
You need to get registered to vote.
Yes.
And can you think of other situations,
well,
Kim?
The governor actually this year did restore voting rights to felons. And so if that has been a right that has been stripped from you because of some issues in your history, you can register. And then when the application goes to the auditor's office, if there's anything that they need to follow up on, then they will follow up with the person who has filled out the application, and they'll make a determination if they have any questions.
What if somebody has just moved to Atlantic, to Cass County, to Iowa? Does that mean they have to register?
Yes. That's actually something I haven't thought about if they move from another state. But yes, you do your driver's licenses and you change your car registration and all that stuff. Changing to your voting registration is one of those things in the list to do if you've moved to a new location.
Because I'm thinking that might be something that could just slip by people,
mm-hmm.
Maybe they've done those other things, and when they were doing those, they didn't think about, there's an election coming up, and I need to register to vote in Iowa.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
That's a good category.
And so if they have moved from Cedar Rapids to Atlantic, no need to re-register.
I think that would probably be okay, but I'm going to have to ask about that. I have not asked the auditor. We can have people fill out the form, and if there is any follow-up, the auditor's office will, take the next steps.
Okay. So our local Cass County Auditor's Office is a great place for information.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If we want general background information or actually specific to Iowa, we can also go online.
Yes, we can. And if someone can't make it on the 19th to do the drive-through registration, they can't make it to the courthouse. So if you want to just do it online and you're capable of doing that, it's super easy. The website is SOS, that stands for Secretary of State, SOS.iowa.gov. And there's a whole bunch of things that you can check out. But voters is right up on top. And it goes to a page that says elections, and it has all kinds of information there where you can register. You can get your absentee ballot request there if you would like to do that. The Secretary of State actually is sending out absentee ballot request forms.
And I want to talk a little more about that. But let's go back to this registration. If I'm coming to register to vote, I haven't done that before, what kind of information do I need to bring with me?
You need a driver's license. And if you don't drive, there's a little card that you bring, and it has they call it a voter ID PIN number. And so that's the number that you will put down on this form, along with your name, your address, just verifying you are who you say you are and you live in the county. And you bring those things, and again, if there's anything that the auditor needs to follow up on, they will do so.
Do I need to bring a verification of my address?
No. For primary elections only, you need to bring like a utility bill or something like that, but not to sign up for, not to register to vote.
Okay. So again, this is all going to the auditor's office.
It is. And it will be hand-delivered.
If you get a call from the auditor's office, don't panic.
Right.
Just think they have some question. Who knows why they might have a question, but that's what they're there for.
Exactly. So, we want to make sure that it's all completed so that people get duly registered in time.
Okay. And then let's talk a little more about voting. And one of the ways that you can vote is to get that absentee ballot and vote without going to the polls. And there were several ways to get the absentee ballot form, and one of them you just mentioned.
Yes. So there are a number of entities are sending people. We've gotten several at home.
Kind of confusing, actually.
Well, you know, and that's just it. And this is a clarification. I want to make sure people understand. You might get 4 or 5 absentee ballot request forms. You can go ahead and fill all of those out and mail them to the auditor, because I did check. Ours says go to Cass County Auditor. So you can send all of them that you want to, but you will only get 1 ballot. So you don't have to worry about any kind of voter fraud or anything like that. Dale Sunderman and the staff at our county courthouse are people of such high integrity that I've been an election official for a number of years, and I can't fathom how voter fraud can take place if they follow the procedure that we do here under Dale Sunderman.
So actually getting that absentee ballot form, I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, I think I got one from the auditor, actually. Mm-hmm. So I felt really good about that. But then people were telling me, well, and I get one from who knows where. But like you say, you might have gotten 4 of them. But when you look at that request form at the top, it says State of Iowa. It is an official statement on every one of those requests.
So you can see that. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. So I guess what you do then, if for related to our voter registration drive, excuse me, is that we can register to vote. That'll be the first form. But if you have not either received or have or want to request an absentee ballot request form, we can do that at the same time that we're signing people up to vote.
Good point, Kim, to get that done at the same time. And then there's always the option, you could actually go to the polls on November 3rd and vote.
You could actually do that. And then actually October 5th is when our ballots are going to be ready. Our official ballots are ready to mail out. The auditor's office across Iowa, they will mail ours out October 5th for people who have requested absentee ballots so that they can feel as safe as possible, or for convenience, whatever reason people have. So those will be mailed out. So in addition to being having the option to go to the poll on November 3rd, you can go to the auditor's office and just vote in person there beginning October 5th.
Yeah. I had somebody say, I don't want to put it in the mail. For some reason, she wasn't trusting the mail. I trust them. I'm going to put it in the mail. But soon.
Yes.
Soon after I receive it. Taking it to the auditor's office is another option. And I just quick want to say in here, and then I want you to remind people of this event, that women, remember, this is the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote. And if you haven't been voting, they suffered a lot for you. So get out there and vote. So if people aren't registered, Kim?
If people aren't registered, either you're a young person or you moved here or whatever circumstance, you want to make sure that you are signed up. Please come in your car to Iowa Western Community College parking lot. It's at the corners of Highway 6, 7th Street, and Walnut Street in Atlantic. And they will have people who are directing you. We will register you in your vehicle. We'll sanitize all of the clipboards and pens and things like that. We will be masked. It is a nonpartisan event. And so we just want people to be registered so that they can cast a ballot for the candidate of their choosing.
For sure. Thank you so much, Kim Spillers, for visiting with us and to all of you women who are making this happen. So remember, you can either vote by voting or you can vote by not voting. If you don't vote, someone else's vote counts more.